This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A leaked truce proposal between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas appears to show signs of compromise by both parties, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The proposal comes after months of talks. Hamas has said it will send a delegation to Cairo as soon as possible. The development comes as an Israeli strike on the southern Gaza town of Rafah killed several people, most of them children. Israel has regularly carried out airstrikes on Rafah and has threatened to send in ground troops. Over a million Palestinians have sought refuge in the city on the Egyptian border. The United States and others have urged Israel not to invade, fearing a humanitarian catastrophe. I'm Karen Chamas.
Palestinians searched through rubble of a destroyed building on Friday following an Israeli strike in Rafah in southern Gaza, which killed several people, according to residents. A displaced man staying near the targeted location said that everyone inside the building had been killed. Police cleared pro-Palestinian protesters out of a tent encampment at New York University at the request of school officials. The move on Friday follows weeks of demonstrations and police confrontations at college campuses nationwide that have resulted in more than 2,300 arrests in the U.S. About a dozen protesters who refused police orders to leave were arrested early Friday, according to an NYU spokesperson. Meanwhile, nine people, including seven students, were arrested at the University of Tennessee on Thursday night, protests continuing after being sparked at New York's Columbia University.